Hello and welcome to another episode of Banana Island Living Podcast. Today I have the really, truly great pleasure of speaking with Augustin Ope. He's in property and he does some really interesting buildings and properties and developments. He'll talk about himself in a minute, but I just want to give you a little bit of information about him. Are you going to say hello?
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello. Augustin Ope is a self-made businessman. His father was an aviator, and he followed in the family tradition. Now, you served in the United States military, and you toured Iraq, Kuwait, and missions in Europe? Really?
That is correct. That is correct.
Why? Can I just ask why?
Why? Well, yes. I think I would even look at it as a very expensive vacation. At 17, I knew my father was a war hero and he did a lot. You know, of course, you know, boys take after their dad, especially if you see the technical merit and the grand appellation he got for all his involvements and campaigns. So when I got to America, knowing that he did a lot of flying with the U.S. Air Force, I said, okay, you know what, let me try something else. Let me try the military. And before he knew it, I was shipped off to Germany. Before he knew it, I was in Iraq. Before he knew it, I was in Kuwait. And it went on and on. And it was fun. Dangerous, but fun.
I'm terribly impressed. I mean, really, really. And then you studied economics at City University of New York.
Yes. I actually studied with architecture in the University of Lagos. But when I moved to the United States, I figured that architecture was just a part of me. It was just natural. So I said, you know what, let me get something that I might be weak at, something that would buttress my individuality and my professionalism and my ability to make money. Economics did suffice.
Wow. And you did architecture first. Was that with Professor Radion?
No.
At University of Lagos? There was one famous guy there.
Yeah, I did not even start because it's a funny story. I wanted to school abroad, but my dad thought I was too young to go abroad.
Good idea.
So I knew that if I went for classes and if I did all I'm expected to do, I would have finished in Lagos. So at the end of 1 year, my father found out I never went to class. he was totally upset. But I think he also admired my bravery. Yeah. He told me later that he loves a man who knows what he wants to do.
It's interesting because I think your flair comes out in the buildings I've seen. Mm. I've gone around Banana. And you could see there's always something a little bit different about your buildings. Mm. You're into avant-garde lifestyle concepts.
That's correct.
And I can see your interest in architecture and artistic flair.
Thank you.
And you've done quite a few projects and companies. You're CEO of Empire Monument and Structures, mm-hmm, and Emperor Realties.
Correct.
And I know you've got three amazing children. Really, you're a very hands-on father. I doff my hat off to you for that.
24/7.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you've been terribly supportive of our business group. And I just thought you might be able to shed some light on some of the questions or things that people might be interested in development. Because you've been on this estate for some time. How long have you been on Banana Estate?
Since 2012. I mean, I started building it about 2012, and I formally moved in 2015.
So almost, well, it's going to be almost 10 years now.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and as a developer and entrepreneur, have you found the return on investment in the estate okay, good, or brilliant?
Yeah, it's been very lucrative, but it's just as good as a bonfire. What you put in is what you're going to get back. A lot of developers don't really do that well. They are so profit-oriented. So if you don't do what you need to do, then you wouldn't bask in the sun.
So what do you think you need to do to do well and to appeal to customers? At the end of the day, that's what you want to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, firstly, this is a very competitive platform to engage real estate. So you have to be very edgy. A lot of customers and clients are very educated and exposed. So you have to be edgy, very creative, and that's the only way you can get them.
And I know you've had some really great developments here, but what do you think has been your greatest challenge to developing on Banana Island? What has been the greatest challenge?
It's very simple and very complicated, but the biggest problem is government policy.
Break that down for me, please.
Government policy. Okay, you want to build. It takes so long to get an approval. It takes so long to get your deed of assignment. You can't buy a piece of land and go to site in 2 months. It's not possible.
Right.
Times it takes up to 6 months to a year. I've seen 3 years.
Gosh.
It's just unforgivable.
And if you're borrowing money, you're going to tie that money down for like 3 years?
Well, if you're borrowing money, then you must be an artist. because to grapple all the challenges is bewildering. So most of the time, the banks are not even ready because they already know what you're going to go through. They know that the policies and the regulations are not beneficial to developers. And you just have to be a maverick to do well in sourcing funds and implementing the completion of a building and hand over.
Yeah. I mean, it's... but I'm seeing an awful lot of buildings here. So they must be going through it somehow. It seems to be working.
Well, if you want to look in, I can assure you 90% of them are free funds. They're not bank money.
Right. So what do you think is the most popular development then? Let's say I've borrowed my money or I've got my money from free funds, I've got the permit. Mm. What should one build that you think, okay, there's good take up? Is it one bedroom? Is it single family residence? What works? What is the most popular?
It is interesting, but anything you build will sell. Wow. If you build a one-bedroom studio and it's got all the works, there's motorized windows, Wi-Fi, artificial intelligence, something really nice, you will sell it. And if you build a villa with 20 bedrooms and it's, you know, glaring with all the amenities, quality and material, you'll find a buyer. This market is very robust and very flexible.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because they say the economy isn't doing so well, but it seems that this estate seems to have bucked that trend if you've put all those things you said you put it in.
Yeah, well, it's doing well. It's okay, but a lot can still be done.
Yeah.
Because we're just catering to a very, very little percentage of the economy. And when you look at it from a broad spectrum, most people don't have a home. Most people are rented, and I'm not proud of that.
Right. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, this is a tiny niche, but you can actually use the profits from that to do some good elsewhere and build more affordable housing.
Definitely.
But is it the sale part of it that's working or the rental part of it that's working? Because what I'm hearing, and I'm not in the market, really, it's just anecdotal evidence, is that rentals are not so great, but sales are brisk. Is that right or not?
Yeah, so to some degree. If you're, that all depends on what your pricing is. If your rental is fair, then people will rent.
Right.
If it's too high, then you keep your house, keep your property.
But I do see a lot of empty properties. Or are they not empty? They're just... away.
Exactly. And some of them are empty because the person wants to sell the whole thing. He doesn't want to sell to one individual. they are praying for some big conglomerate to come over and give him for a six-bedroom or eight apartments, give him 5 billion naira for it.
Right.
And at times he pays up. He can wait for 4 years and somebody will pay. And if you check what he's going to get for rent in those four years, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that. So if you're prepared to wait 4 or 5 years without any income, you do wonder, does that make sense? Is that a good return on investment?
Well, it all goes back to who is the owner of the property and what is the source of income.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a building that is 8 apartments and you're renting each of them at 10 million naira a year, so that's 80 million naira.
Yeah.
Right? So in 2 years, you have 160 million. So.
And you still prefer to keep it empty for 4 years.
Yeah, because if you check, because if you can sell it for 2.5 billion, it covers the wear and tear you had exposed the building to.
Yeah, for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, you're probably right if you do the math. Yeah. But I mean, I've seen your buildings. What would you say is your style? What is your style? Is it Greco-Roman? Is it modernist? Is it postmodern? Is it, how would you describe your style?
I have quite embraced all the styles because you can't be just too forceful. People have their taste.
Right.
But I'm mostly very simple, very contemporary, very modern. And the modernity embraces a lot of light and a lot of power savings. And so I do a little to educate my clients before I engage them, because most of the time they don't even really know what they want.
I know I don't know what I want. Yes.
Some people drive Ferraris and G-Wagons, but if you ask them how many horsepowers and how fast it goes, they look at you with surprise. Like, how do I know that?
What do I care? It's just the optics now. It's just the optics that they care about. It's for the gram. Just for the gram.
Exactly. So there's so much involved in the perception and the embracing of architecture and buildings. At this point, a house is no more a shelter. It's not a home. It's now a work of art.
Because I've seen some of the stuff I've seen how you work. And you sort of conceptualize it in your head. Then you get an architect to do it. Then you do that. Then you add this. And somehow, at the end of the day, you see this stunning picture. And there's always that wow factor, which
somebody's been stalking me.
Well, I haven't quite stalked you, but I have looked at what you've done. And they're really nice. They're really, really nice.
You're quite accurate. Thank you for the compliments.
Oh, well, it's earned. Let's put it that way.
If I
was somebody just coming in, I've driven around this estate. I like it. Where do I even start? Where do I find land? How do you find land to buy in Banana? I mean, there are a lot of scam artists out there who say they want to sell land. What is the kosher way to start if I wanted to buy land or buy a property in Banana, not necessarily land or a flat or a house? Where do I go?
Well, if it's for Banana Island, I would first advise you to go to Baiporo and tell them you want to buy land, because they do have a layout of everywhere, and they do have some intimacy with owners and landlords.
Will they tell you that? They
would tell you, of course, because they Baiporo is generally concerned about the new anyone who is interested in the Banana Island. It benefits them.
Because that's
and
not
benefits
what I heard.
Everyone.
I thought it was all very cloak and dagger. You know, you go there and nobody wants to tell you who's the owner of that land, because, I mean, there is some privacy concerns. So how do they know? Yeah. Would they tell you which one's free?
That's where we get again. That's let me just clarify that. When they don't want to tell you, then it means it's not for sale.
Right.
Because trust me, if they aid you in the purchase of that land, they will get something.
Yeah.
Everybody will get something. Yeah. So if there's a lot of if there's a seal, a red seal on any property, then it's not for sale.
Right.
As soon as the property is for sale in Banana Island, it becomes news.
So I start from the estate office.
Mm-hmm.
They presumably will send me in the direction of who's flogging it.
Yeah, but that's not enough. You still have to do a search.
Okay.
With your attorney, if you trust your attorney. But I've seen lawyers that have made mistakes.
God, I like that. If you trust your attorney. No, wow. This is
serious. Because some of them can be lousy and send another person to check. And there's a mistake.
No.
I've actually experienced it once. I almost bought a 419 property. And a lawyer actually was... it was just my instincts that saved me, because I noticed that the security guard of that particular property looked very irate. So after we left the property, I went back to him, and You told me not to buy that land, that everybody there is fake. I'm like, what? Yeah. And I found out that they had scammed someone before and they didn't settle him. Yeah. My lawyer was sitting there and told me everything was good. He was just waiting for his commission. So,
oh my goodness.
There are many ways to go about it, but you still have to be very careful. Very careful.
So you go to the estate office, you pick an honest attorney, and then what? Where do you go? Do you go to the Lagos State Ministry?
Well, you have to correlate what information you're getting. This person tells you that it's for sale. Then you go to the lands, federal ministry, and they will tell you how, you know, who owns it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And there's a fee you pay, I'm not sure. And then you get a printout.
It's an official fee.
Yeah, which you pay. And they'll give you a breakdown of the owner and stuff like that. And then if the person selling it is actually selling it, then he would also, if you write them a letter, you should get a response from them. Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. I mean, because I've seen people say, oh, this place is for sale, but they don't want to disclose who the owner is in case you go behind their back and do the deal behind them. Mm. And I can understand that, but if I'm going to buy a property, I'd like to know who's flogging it.
Yeah, the agents can be a nuisance, but you have to find a way around them.
Yeah.
Because all they want is their money. They don't care if it's real.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Now, we spoke to Emeka Nwanze, who's the vice chairman of Biporal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us about the improvements they're planning on for the estate, some of which are long overdue. What would you like to see on the estate that would really make it ultra? Because it's got the hype at the moment. I'm not sure whether it lives up to the billing. What do you think would really make it, you know, ultra?
Oh, well, we don't have a tennis court. We don't have a club.
Yes. He says they're working on the club. He says that's gone out to, they're doing a subsoil investigation at the moment. So with prayer, we'll get it at the end of the year.
We don't have a garden.
Yes. Well, we have a sort of park, don't we? We have a sort of park.
Well, if maybe I should send you a drawing of what a park looks like. watering systems, lawn watering systems, birds flying around, nests. That's what a park looks like. Now, you have to also reflect on the types of people who live in Banana Island. It's quite far-fetched from what we have available. Look at you, Mrs. Marriott. You are a powerhouse of class.
I don't know about that. You're very kind, but I wouldn't necessarily agree with you. I think I'm just a pleb.
Yeah, you're always running away from your accolades. But truly, we could do better. We don't have enough. The quality that you get. I mean, one plot of land now, 1,000 square meters, is about $900 million, over $2 million.
No.
Without,
are you kidding?
Without, yeah. So this place should be the 9210 of Lagos.
Yeah. Certainly the amenities haven't quite lived up to the properties on site.
Correct.
And I know the clubhouse is one thing.
I'll just give you an example. You're not around, right? And somebody's coming to see you. You tell them to wait for you at the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen the public toilet?
No, I hope never to see it.
Yeah, but come on. This is 9210. This is the cream of the crop.
The person should
have a proper toilet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too picky. Maybe I'm too demanding. But
I think you're absolutely right. And it's not a lot to ask for. And I think the approach road and the entrance, the gates, all of that should be, we could raise our game.
Me and Emeka Nwanze are speaking.
Yeah.
We're speaking. I want to be fair to you, to everyone. I haven't played a very strong role in advocating some of my ideas, but we've been speaking that I will have to do more. And when I get in, I promise I'll do what I need to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you've been amazing. And I think on that committee, if you could put, if they would let you put some of your ideas to fruition, we will all benefit. And I think then the estate can really become, well, it can live up to its image, let's put it that way. And everybody will enjoy it. And then it's going to be even more valuable. But I want to know a bit more about you. Are you ready for your rapid fire questions?
You're going to be totally bored. Well, go ahead.
I'm not going to stick to the script. So I'm going to shock you sometime. I'm going to ask you something you haven't thought of.
Bring it on.
But are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a text? Are you a text or talking person?
Oh, a talking person.
Yes. Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Not Monday.
I don't like 5 days. No. I don't like those 5 days at all.
Do you know? It's Monday morning. Doesn't do it for me at all.
All right, fine. Okay. I'll take
so
Friday.
What is the one? You'll take Friday because you've got two more days to look forward to.
That's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the one thing you're going to put on your bucket list? I've asked Emeka this, and it was fascinating what he said. And I'll be interested to see what you think. What is the one thing you want to do before you kick the bucket?
Oh, well, I'd like to pen some of my ideas.
Wow.
Write a book.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, I know a good publisher for a small fee. I can introduce you.
That's the easy part.
So what is... That's the easy part. The writing it is the hard work. Yes.
Correct, okay. Correct.
Now, who do you admire the most? Who do you admire most in the world?
In the world? Am I supposed to be realistic?
Well, just honest.
Honest?
Just honest. You don't have to be realistic. Yeah, just honest. Who do you admire most?
Well, not from a spiritual perspective, but from a philosophical perspective. And I've used his doctrine, and it's guided me. It's foolproof. It's honest. I've never seen a fault or an error. You want to know it?
Is this Jesus Christ?
How do you know that?
Yeah, well, it's not, I'm not that intellectual, but even I could work that one out.
That's why I said it's not spiritual in any way, but it's philosophically and in a most civilized sense. Love is the what I believe in. That's all the way.
Well, it's interesting. So many of the things that were said in there are still true today. Mm. So there must be something in it.
That's it.
That's the way I see it. And I think, yeah, I totally.
That is.
I feel you on that one.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I've asked a few people about this. Emeka came up with some amazing flavors. So what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Blueberry.
What?
And vanilla.
Thank God you're mentioning vanilla. What's with all these exotic, interesting flavors? Blueberry? Gosh, this is such a banana
blueberry,
island.
Blueberry has, it does something to you.
This is just a banana island. Flavor kind of thing, vibe. Blueberry. Okay. Not
what, were you expecting a banana split?
Well, something like that. No, I like that. I like that. But you added vanilla. Me, I'm just a vanilla person. I'm such a boring person.
Yeah, it all depends on how the ice cream is made. I don't like full blueberry. I prefer vanilla infused with natural blueberries.
Okay, so you'll have the vanilla as a base, and then you put on some blueberries.
That's correct. That's quite some fusion.
The healthy option. The healthy
correct.
Option.
Correct. Correct.
Yes. Okay. So, what are you reading at the moment?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you have heard the Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sorry. I read it about 5 years ago. I'm reading it again.
Are you finding it useful in your day-to-day navigation of the property world?
You couldn't be more apt in saying that.
I can't get over this. This is a jungle out there.
It's not even a jungle. It's not even a jungle. It's a battlefield.
You're going to kill me. Okay. So what are you listening to? What's on your Spotify list or your iPod or whatever it is? What are you listening to?
Oh, I listen to all types. Yeah.
What's your favorite one that your neighbor hates you for listening to, that they have to listen to every day? What's your current
favorite? Okay, well, I like Tracy Chapman.
Okay. Has she released anything lately?
No.
The only one I remember is "You Got a Fast Car, I Got a
Little Tickle." Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, yeah. The other ones. And then I do a lot of electric music. It's not really realistic.
Electro-funk?
Yeah.
Electro-funk.
Well, not really funk, but it's very zen.
Okay.
Very, very zen.
So do you meditate? Is that what you use it for? Or you just like background?
Yeah, I actually don't really go out to meditate. But I found out that when I wake up at 3 in the morning, everybody's sleeping.
Well, I'm not surprised. Who wakes up at 3 a.m. in the morning?
So that's for me, meditation without any effort.
Yeah.
So a quiet hour for me, it's meditation. I really don't have to go into yoga and other things. I use Enigma. I'm sure you've heard. I don't know if you've heard of Enigma. That's what I use.
I have heard of it. I've never used it though. Okay. And are you DSTV or Netflix? Which one do you do?
Both.
Okay. So what are you watching?
DSTV, mostly tennis and UFC fighting.
You're very sporty, I can tell you.
I forgot to tell you, I used to box when I was in the army. I was a boxer.
Good grief.
So
you're very into physical stuff, aren't you?
Physical and mental. There has to be a balance.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm very impressed. So you're going to, this is the part I like best. Well, next to the one coming, describe yourself in three words.
Uh-oh.
Describe yourself in three words.
Three words.
Three little words.
Okay, maybe simple.
Okay.
Complicated.
Simple, complicated. In there, like an oxymoron somewhere. Simple, complicated, and spiritual. I'm going to have to break that down some other time. I'm going to be checking that out. Now, this is the final question, and I hope you're prepared for this one. This is where you have to make me laugh. You have to tell me a joke.
Okay.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay. A joke.
A joke.
Okay, well, this is not a joke, but you want to laugh, though. Maybe it will make you laugh. Okay. I was 18 years old in college, and I just gotten a job at a car dealership. I was surprised they gave me the job because I wasn't as old as I should be. But because I did well in selling a few of the cars, so the guy left me on a Saturday to run the dealership by myself. So this man and woman walk in, and they were looking for a particular car. So I showed them this one, no. Showed them that one, no. They finally saw the car. I said, "Sir, I can assure you, your mother would love this car, right?" He said, "Are you crazy? That's my wife."
So, do I need to ask whether you sold the car or not?
He took her by the hand and they walked out of the dealership.
And did you lose your job?
No, I didn't lose my job. But I think that couple was a big lesson for an 18-year-old kid.
Yes.
I never assumed anybody's role in a relationship ever again.
I think that was a salutary lesson.
It was a salutary lesson, but I just tried to see if it could make you laugh. So
You did. And like all good jokes, I'm going to steal it and I'm going to give it to somebody else and pretend it's mine.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I've had a really great time. I've learned a lot. I've learned, you know, how to buy land on Banana. I've learned how to sort of get a good building going. I've learned about you. And can you tell us your social media handles or how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, my email is augustinedirect@gmail.com.
Right.
I'm on Instagram. I'm not really very active on it.
Right. What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, I don't even know it. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll type your name in and see what comes up.
Yeah, my wife handles it.
Okay.
And then, of course, Empire is our construction company. Yeah. Emperor is our real estate company.
Yeah.
Empire website is under construction. Right. So I can always give you an update as soon as it's ready.
Okay, brilliant.
But that would be empiremsl.com.
Okay. And if anybody has any questions or they'd like us to delve into a topic or get in touch with us in any way, it's our Twitter handle is @banana_living, LIVING. And Instagram, we're @BananaIslandLiving. And email, mail@bananaislandliving.com. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in another fortnight. Thank you, Augustine. You've been brilliant.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.